for a period of time, part of it was, you know, just to attract workers to this strange place that was, in the old days, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, pretty remote, difficult to get to. One way you could lure workers here is pay higher wages. So that was probably one of the reasons why more generous wages were being offered. The cost of living, of course, all along has been significantly above the national average and higher than most places. And back in those days, probably was the highest in the country. That's not quite the same. So that was another one, you know, sort of the harsh working environment, or at least perceived harsh working environment. Some of it was the kind of jobs too, you know, working for the federal government in the construction trades was usually a pretty good gig. Working in the fishing industry, the same thing. And of course, then working in the oil industry, where premium wages were often paid, was another reason. So there have been a lot of different reasons. It's sort of been part of our sort of economic legacy, and for some years and periods of time was a very major attractant to Alaska.
We don't have the leg up that we once had in terms of that comparatively high hourly wage rate. And you mentioned that we had these kind of specific economic conditions that might have been conducive to that high rate. How are you synthesizing this change and the kind of shortening of the gap between Alaska and other states and the national average?
You know, part of it's just, and it's been a longer term trend, it didn't just happen recently. It's really since the mid-1990s and later that, first of all, our economy has just grown more slowly than it did. And typically when an economy is growing faster, wages also often follow that trend. And more recently, in the last decade, you know, we have, you know, very much underperformed the rest of the country. Not only did we have a period of time of 4 or 5 years of a recession, but during much of that period, the rest of the country was literally red hot, the economy was. So there was wage growth there. So we're in a very different economic place. And we also, our mixture of jobs changed during part of this time. For example, the oil industry and construction and some of those higher wage sectors, they're still here, but they're, as a percent of our total economy, are smaller. And so that also sort of had a downward pressure on wages, so that now, you know, we aren't that different. And some people also believe it's sort of the normalization of our economy. We have a more normal sort of mix of jobs. We have a very large service sector now that did not exist in those earlier decades. And generally, wages in that service sector tend to be lower.
Do you see that relative shift in hourly wage rates as a reason maybe that we aren't seeing as much in migration?
I don't think there's any doubt that that is part of it, that we're just not quite, you know, as attractive as we were. I mean, wages are often a very, very strong attraction. I think also, you know, it's just a nationally, when people, things are good in a particular place, people don't tend to move as much. Americans are moving less than they ever have. And the American economies in most of the country have done relatively well for quite a while. So people are staying closer to put. So some of it's also just the fact that, you know, why move somewhere else when, you know, opportunities are pretty decent closer to home. But yes, I mean, there's no doubt that that is a factor.